I had an opportunity to meet with Dr. Pat McKenzie today. We've had a number of players over the last 48 hours, and we'll continue this week with scans and so forth. But we do not have any surgery set for the offseason, so there's a couple guys that there will be some discussion. But, you know, relatively coming out of the game, you know, we feel pretty good at the way we came out of the game. Jeremy Thompson is seeking more advice. He will probably have at least two more opinions, and we'll continue to work through the process with Jeremy. It's a tough loss. Really, since the game, I've gone through the evaluation process that. Had to go through every year. Spent the last 2 days with the exit interviews of all of our players, you know, the active roster, IR, you know, practice squad, all the way through. This morning started the day with a staff meeting, and actually when we break here, I'll start the evaluation with the coordinators, and we'll continue to do that throughout the week. So I'm really in the information gathering mode. It's a tough loss, but this is an opportunity for us to improve as a coaching staff, an opportunity for our support staff to improve, and you need to make sure you go through the process of gathering the information, you know, sort through the emotion of it, and apply it to your program so you can definitely learn from the experiences that we've had throughout this season. I'll definitely watch the tape. I mean, because there's some things that, you know, that will, I want answers to questions just over the next couple of days. I mean, I have not watched the tape yet. I watched a little bit of the offensive tape on the plane ride home. But when I get through the coordinator evaluations, we'll spend some time on tape. And frankly, once you get back near the end of the month, you start your scheme evaluations. You know, this game will be. In the cut up 6, 7, 8 times, so I mean, I'm not going to avoid the tape. You know, I'm not that drastic. It's definitely something we can learn from. Well, and I'll say this about officiating, and it's consistent with what I've said all year. I think any time you're sitting around waiting on calls to win football games, you're in a mode of excuses. The only things I look for in officiating, I look for them to make sure they have command of the game. You know, I felt the crew definitely did that. Communication on the sideline, I think, is very important during the course of the game. I thought the sideline referees were excellent in that regard. And really, the only penalties that ever that I get upset about are player safeties. You know, I'm more concerned about, you know, Aaron Rodgers taking helmet-to-helmet shots that are not being called, and that's happened a number of times this year. But you know, the face mask and some of the calls that went on during the course of the game. I thought the officials let us play on both sides, and I'm comfortable with that. I would prefer that than the other. So, the way the game ended, you don't want it to come down to an officiating call. No, nobody wants that. You want it to be about player productivity. There was a lot of productivity in that football game, especially from an offensive standpoint, but I'm not going to sit here and try to discredit Arizona's victory by no means, but because it really doesn't do any good. I mean, they're either going to say they were wrong, or they're going to explain why they were right, and that still doesn't change the outcome. So we need to learn from the experience. That's the difference between winning and losing in the playoffs, and that's where we got to make sure we go as a football team that we're not in that position. But and that's the way I view it. We're never going to count on the officials to win a football game. Oh. Vikings, Pittsburgh, Arizona. Well, you know, I think in the earlier days of the season, the Viking games, you know, we definitely weren't playing in sync as we were later in the year. I think it was obvious to everybody. You know, then we went through the injuries and, you know, losing Al Harris, you know, and then we had some guys playing different positions and so forth. So, I mean, those are really the questions we'll look at. I mean, trust me, we'll take a long look at Arizona. From a defensive standpoint in Pittsburgh. I mean, you're talking about over 1,000 yards of offensive production in 2 days. So, I mean, we will take a long look at that, and particularly the quarterbacks. You know, the Minnesota games, I think our issues in that game were different. There were more team issues, in my view, looking back on that. I mean, the thing that jumps out for me about the Minnesota games, number one, the turnovers that we had. We didn't put pressure on the quarterback. Field position, I think we're 150 yards both games, minus in field position in the Minnesota game. So I look at those as more overall team things that we can improve on there. But, definitely in the Pittsburgh and Arizona game, with the offensive production versus our defense, we need to take a close look at it. I think it makes for good writing. I think it makes for good conversation. But the fact of the matter is, from my viewpoint, which will matter the most with our football team is, we lost that football game because we didn't take care of the fundamentals that we focused on going into the game. I mean, you look at the first three offensive snaps of the game, we have two turnovers. And we had three turnovers in the football game. That's something that we talk about extensively. We didn't try to change who we were going into that game, but we do a good job of taking care of the football all season and taking the ball away. We did not do that in the game. Defensively, very disappointed in tackling. I mean, we were a poor tackling unit all four quarters. And really the breakdowns in base coverage concepts, it started with the first third down play that they were on. We dropped a flat on a buster coverage. So those are the two big things that will factor the most in an outcome of a game. Now, trust me, we'll be very critical of ourselves from a coaching standpoint. We'll look at all of our tendencies and so forth. Don't want to take any credit away from Arizona and their offense for the production that they had against our defense. I mean, 29 for 33. I mean, that's obviously there's no pressure on the quarterback and so forth. So, we'll take a close look at that. But the biggest issues that we had, and I don't need to look at the film to answer those questions because I saw it live, was our fundamentals. Staff changes. I'm going through the process that I go through every year, and just like I've already stated, I'll talk to the coordinators, through evaluation interviews and so forth. I'll do that throughout the course of the week, and they've had an opportunity to evaluate their assistant coaches, and I'll go all the way through the program. So it's a process that takes time, and I'll do it this year just like I have done it in the past. I like the way the season's gone as far from a staff standpoint, but we'll look at everything. We're going to evaluate every individual, myself included, because this is an opportunity to improve, and we need to improve our program. Coaching is a big part of that, we definitely improved in the areas that we set out to from last year to this year, and the coaching is a big part of that, so we will go through the process. I like Patrick Lee and Blackman, and definitely have some good players on IR. Every team goes through it, and that's really what we'll focus on. We'll take a hard look, over the next 2 months of our scheme evaluation. Our goal is to have our scheme evaluation done, before we go to the combine. Just going through the schedule this morning with the coaching staff, and then when we get back here in March, it's about individual improvement, and we'll attack those young players like we have every year. I think we've done a very good job in that area in our off-season program. Patrick, Blackman, all those guys are part of that. But, you're going to have injuries. You go through them. You never have enough good players, and we'll do the same thing in player acquisition. We'll just keep trying to get as many good players as we can, and we'll develop them and get them ready for next year. I think we definitely improved in a number of areas on special teams, and once again, I'm not making any decisions today, and we'll go through the whole process. We have goals, grades. It's a detailed process that we'll go through, and it's important to go through that, step away from it, take the emotion out of it from the playoff loss. I think that's very important. Step away and evaluate it. Make sure you got your check and balance in order, and move forward. As a success – I'll say what I say every year. There's only one team, in my view, that has success, and that's the team that wins the Super Bowl. That's the ultimate success. One team, shares that. I think you do have different levels of success. I think we've had some successes. There's definitely a lot of opportunities we can learn from. I look at the type of games we played in during the course of the year. We played more big games this year than we did last year, and the youth of our team will definitely learn from that. We have a playoff experience with the youth of our team that we can carry forward. We'll learn from that. Had an opportunity to go through the exit interviews with all the players, and I'll say this, we're a more mature football team this year than we were last year. There's a lot of positives that come out of the conversations, in particular our locker room, strength of our locker room, the level of leadership. Aaron Rodgers' presence in the locker room. A number of players comment on Aaron's leadership this year. So I think he clearly has taken over, the identity of this being his team. That was very evident the last 2 days. So those are the types of things you look for. So we have improved in a number of areas. So we've had some successes, but there's only one team that can say they had a successful year when the season's over. Well, I haven't been in a personnel meeting that you sit there and look at the depth chart and says, okay, we got to get this guy here or there to be the youngest team in the league. I mean, it's kind of worked out that way. I know free agency is coming up and everybody wants to know if we're going to sign players. I mean, we're going to go through that process and try to get better. So you got the CBA out there. You have a whole different, landscape that everybody's getting ready to try to navigate through. So, we'll deal with that. But, our conversations from a personnel standpoint have always been about making our team better, and that won't change. So does that lead us being the youngest team in the league next year? I don't think we will be, but, you never know. I mean, things, change is constant in the National Football League, and we're going to look to make the appropriate changes and try to get this team better. And the answers to those questions are down the road. I mean, those are all personnel questions. Is really what the process I'm going through. I mean, every coach has done an evaluation on his players. I'll have the opportunity to go through that with the coordinators, with the coaches. We'll have personnel meetings with Ted. I really like what Mark Telcher's done in his time here. I thought he definitely got stronger as the season went on. He thinks he's over the hump, from a rehab standpoint, with the strength of the knee. So those are all positives, no different with Chad. Chad has come back from, multiple surgeries from last year and has kind of grinded and fought through the season. He's had some injuries this year. So, I mean, we'll look at all those types of things as we move forward. I'm sorry? Well, I'm a quarterback coach by nature. I'm probably the wrong person to ask because, I'm still the guy that wants to talk about, how to improve your footwork and things like that. But I think Aaron's had a very good year. I don't think there's no doubt about that. When you go win it all, I think that's when you start talking about great seasons. But, he was definitely a very bright positive for our football team, both on the field and in the locker room. And we feel very good about that as an organization. So I definitely felt that he had a very, very good year. Well, he's definitely, turned the corner. I mean, if you talk to Jason, he's here working out, and he's not all the way back, but he's getting close. But we're definitely hopeful. He's played good football for us in the past, and I look for him to do that. But he's once again, he's not fully cleared, and he's not ready to go. But we definitely feel very strong about he'll be able to be fully recovered from his injury. I'm sorry. Talking with Pat, he had a contusion and a high ankle sprain. So I mean, Ryan Grant kicked him, and the way he had it planted. So as far as how bad it is, I don't know if he would have been able to play this week or not. We didn't talk in those terms. Like I've stated already, I've talked to every single player on our football team, and frankly, Charles was the probably the only one that has shared that. I know what the message was all week. We clearly knew we were going into a different environment. I mean, heck, you could, and that was very evident in pregame. I mean, it was a playoff atmosphere. You know, we expected them to come out strong with a strong surge. You know, we obviously didn't handle it very well, just the way we started the game as a team. But you know, I don't know if that's emotion or you know, I'm not going to speak for Charles, but that, you know, that definitely wasn't the consensus going through the interviews. But we were not sharp on defense, you know, particularly from an assignment and a fundamental standpoint. And you know, the ball security is something we've done very well that we did not do in that game. I thought special teams played very well, you know, pretty much through, especially the coverage units and the big play with the onside kick. But I would not say we had the wrong mentality going into that game. I mean, you're talking about a football team that played in the Super Bowl last year. I think we were very prepared for that game, and you know, we didn't handle the playoff atmosphere as well as we would have liked. Well, I'm fully confident we'll have high participation in our off-season program. Frankly, I have not said it yet. I do not have the you know, a couple of dates from the league that normally come out, you know, probably this week or next week. So we'll probably have that finalized here in the next coming weeks. But yeah, I mean, our players fully understand the importance of our off-season program. I'm sorry, what's the first part? Our goal will never change. You know, you guys probably think I'm nuts when I step up and say it every year, but I mean, that's just the way we go about our business. But in the reality of it is, you know, expectations are, you know, what are we going to get done in the off-season program? You know, every year is different. Every football team is different. You need to rebuild, reload, you know, restructure. We have a good foundation. We have a program, a blueprint that works, but we need to improve it because we did not get past the first round, and that's something we'll identify with and so forth. But we need to have, number one, we have to have a very good off-season program. We've got a lot of younger players that need to take full advantage of individual improvement opportunities in March, April, May. That'll be our focus as a coaching staff as we go through our scheme evaluations, getting ready for March when our players return. So, and that's the way I view it. You got to build it. You got to stack those successes. We have some successes and some experience from this past year that we'll be able to carry over that we did not have last year. So I'm confident that will help us. But the goal will never change here. I mean, if you look at the way we've done business the last 4 years, I can see why you would ask that, and I think on paper that would hold true. But you know, it's like anything. This league is about change and the opportunity to improve, and we will never stop from an approach standpoint. Now, you know, you probably doesn't look that way because you know we may not be as aggressive in some areas that you know. Other people are, but we're always looking to improve, and so you know, will our roster change a lot today? I really can't answer that question. Aaron Kampman, just like everybody else I've talked about. I mean, we're going to go through the personnel depth charts. I had a long talk with Aaron yesterday, and you know, as far as how his season went and his future, and so I mean, this is all. That's what we're doing. We're going through all the, you know, all the information, continue to gather it and so forth. We'll watch his rehab, which will be a big part of it. He's off the charts as far as where he's at in his rehab. I mean, it's pretty remarkable how he's responded in coming back from a surgery so fast. So those are all the things we'll look at. I thought Aaron played good football in the 3-4, and that's what the film and you know, shows. I mean, he was productive. I know it was a transition. We definitely had a transition as a defense early in the season. I didn't like some of the selfishness that went on our defense early in the season. We grew through that. We got past that. There's rule changes for a number of our players. We had to make some adjustments, and I thought the defensive staff did a very good job with that. I think the results from the improvement from last year to this year speak for themselves, but there's definitely a lot of room for improvement, and that'll be our focus. I'm not going to get into specifics. When you have a change of defense, philosophy, role changes, there's definitely some hesitation, and it really never shows its head to get into regular season, get into actual game planning and so forth. We I think it was clear to everybody we had some growing pains there in probably the first 4 weeks of the season. Justin's doing well. He's going to be here full time. Met with him yesterday. He's close. He's getting close to being fully recovered. It's just like any time you come back from a back injury, there's definitely some targets that he's going to have to hit throughout the offseason. But he's doing very well in the weight room and the rehab part of it. But he's going to be here full time. I think Winston Moss has done an excellent job for us, and really, just as far as all the other assistants, anytime you have people in your organization that are recognized by other clubs, it definitely speaks about your program. There'll be opportunities or talk of opportunities that come, but as far as specifics and individuals, those are really conversations that will stay between myself and the other assistants, because I'm not going to really get into all that publicly. But I think it's just a reflection of the job that Winston's done and a number of our other assistants.
In fact, there were some reports that you guys turned down.
I think that question could fall right in line with my last answer. I think Tom's done an excellent job, just like a number of our other assistants. And I'm sure, the mention or, the pursuit of some of our coaches is something that's what goes on this time of year. That's what will go on probably the next 4 to 6 weeks, and that's all part of the business. Well, there's definitely two plans. That's something that we'll continue to, work through. And that's just, once again, everybody's going through it. The landscape for this offseason has changed. There's uncertainty there, and that makes personnel decisions even harder. So we'll just continue to work through it and obviously always make the best decisions in the best interest of our organization. But the uncertainty really is where we're at. I don't really have an opinion on one way or the other. I think it's like anything. You hear the negatives, and then you hear some of the positive things that are going on. So, for me to sit here and even comment on negotiations would be irrelevant, because I'm definitely not even involved or an expert. But I think there's definitely a positive vibe. I think everybody would like to eliminate the uncertainty. But to be, trust me, I have nothing to do with the CBA, but I think it's definitely something that I think everybody would like to see, an answer one way or the other. I don't view it that way, and it's no different than the number of conversations you have with players. Or staff members or anybody. That's just part of being, in a leadership role. Everybody at some point in their career would like to do more or like it, a different opportunity. And I fully understand that, I respect that. But we're always going to make the decisions in the best interest of our team. I know it's. The uncertainty is probably the biggest issue for everybody, both players and management, because everybody wants to know, what they're doing for next year, and I understand it. But we're in the business of collecting and taking care of as many good players as we can, and that's the way I view it as the head coach. I'm preparing for you know, all the names that are on that board. You know, but you know, the business landscape has changed. I hate to be redundant. There's uncertainty, and that's why, you know, when you ask me about changes in personnel, I mean, without a CBA agreement, I mean, you can't even answer these questions. I'm sorry, what did you say? Was it final play? Okay. Well, it's what we call a strong fire pressure. It come with it before in the game. It's something that they've done a number of times. But you know, as far as having an opportunity where to throw the ball, I think Aaron's really already answered that question. I mean, when you're in a three-step drop and they come with a pressure off the slot, you know, we have an opportunity from a time clock to get the ball out. So to answer your question, but you know, it's just like anything. You know, at the end of the day, the quarterback and the people that handle the ball, and it's something that we put a lot of time in from our practice. You know, you have to take care of the football, and we didn't do that as a football team. And it really factored in the outcome of the game. We had three giveaways in that game. So I thought that was a huge statistic. You know, very positive for Arizona. That something that we've done very well all season. Well, we're talking about one play. I know we had a lot of conversation on that earlier in the season. I think we definitely improved in the area of protection. I think the biggest key to that was really the health and the continuity of our offensive line, because it all starts up front. The second half of the season, I felt like we were really in sync. The ability to run and throw the ball and to play more of a balanced game, and 50-50 is not balanced, but I mean the ability to be balanced on what you want to do from a play calling standpoint. So, I don't think he has that issue. That's something that younger quarterbacks do have an issue with. You're never playing fast enough. But I think if you're on the other side of the ball, if you're coaching defense, you're pretty impressed with how fast Aaron Rodgers plays with the football in his hands. Yeah, I wasn't anticipating the horse collar, on third down there. So I felt going to the time management at the end of the first half a little bit like you think going into the end of the game. I felt it was to take as much time off the clock as possible. We had not stopped them on defense, and that was the thought process. You know, then obviously we get the penalty on third down. So I'm fine with the management of it. Would I like to have 10 seconds left after the penalty? Sure. You know, I'd had plenty of timeouts too. But, I don't know how you can anticipate penalties. You know, maybe that's something we'll look at from a game management. We talk game management all the time, game education. We're always trying to improve. So, maybe some of that's something we'll look at. Oh, I don't think you can just have pass rush come from the linebacker position because you're in the 3-4. I don't agree with that at all. I know a general belief for myself, and it's always been that way from my time in Kansas City, just the way they tried to build their roster and, competing against defense as an offensive coach, is when I'm involved in personnel discussions, the thing that I talk about all the time are pass rushers and corners. And you don't have to be a linebacker to be a pass rusher. So, to answer your question, I think you never have enough pass rushers, whether it's inside pass rush, outside pass rush, whether it's the ability to, create rush schematically from a linebacker location. Obviously we got a defensive back in Charles Woodson that's as good as a blitzer there is in the league and plays four positions on our defense that gives us, the ability to create pressure. So pass rushers and corners or pass rushers and cover guys that can cover, you never have enough of those guys. Good. Yeah. Well, the way we do it is excuse me, actually tomorrow we'll go through the board and really personnel depth chart for Ted Thompson and I. It's really an ongoing conversation. It's not something that we, you know, wait till the end of the season to talk about. We usually do it on Fridays, you know, particularly when Ted's out of town, you know, going to the college visits and so forth. It's an ongoing conversation. So we're always talking about our depth chart. We're always talking about how individuals are doing. So, you know, that in itself is nothing that, you know, we need a big sit down to have. But now we'll talk about it from, you know, the standpoint with our coordinators and their opinions, and we'll go through that depth chart. And frankly, we'll get a list. Reggie McKenzie is actually the individual that heads it up in the personnel department. We'll have a list here in probably about 2 weeks of all the potential free agents, and we'll look at those guys and break those guys down, and we'll continue to build the free agent board just like we build a draft board. We have two boards down there in a personnel department, one's for free agency, one's for, you know, obviously one's for the draft, and it's all about player acquisition and trying to improve your football team.